What's good with it? This is Dynasty of Balls podcast, episode 14. And I'm coming to you solo bolo this time because this whack ass fools, Eric and motherfucking Finder, is doing a bunch of other shit. But I know y'all waiting. So, first, let me just say that Eric, you said Jason Witten was signed to the Cowboys to pretty much do nothing, and he's a top 10 tight end on the season, so fuck you, you're wrong. At least four targets, 3 catches in every single game, so yeah, you're wrong. Okay, pickups for this week: Benny Snell, Anthony Miller, I would add as a speculative add if you need wide receiver help, Preston Williams, as long as Fitzmagic is starting, I would add him, Cameron Brate, Sam Darnold, Jets DST. They have a kind of rough next maybe one more game to go. Maybe it could be a rough game, but then I think it's mostly smooth sailing. Their offense is getting better. Their bye week is out of the way. They've played pretty well, and CJ Mosley is coming back either this week or next week, so they should be pretty good. Also, Steelers DST, would pick them up. Stash them on a bye week. I definitely think it's worth it because they are a top 10, maybe even top 5 unit. Alright, just some quick news and notes. Saquon and Evan Engram are likely back this week. They're full participants in practice. Saquon is a superhuman. Gallup is limited. Michael Gallup is limited at practice. He had a knee scope about a month ago, but Randall Cobb, Amari Cooper haven't practiced all this week. So I'd imagine that Gallup probably is going to play this week. Debo Samuel hasn't been practicing. I don't think he'll play this week. I saw D-Hop had questionable tag, but that's gone. Not really worried about him. He plays through injuries. It was some rib issue or something, so he was limited but still practiced. Hollywood Brown hasn't practiced with his ankle issue, and you know, he was coming into the season with coming off a Liz Frank injury, so I think they probably take it easy with him. So I don't think he's gonna play, and he hasn't been practicing. Kamara is dealing with some, they're calling it a high ankle type issue. Also heard there was some knee issue in the previous game with the MCL. And he's also going up against the Bears. If he starts, you got to play him. But I saw that the Saints have been bringing in a couple backs, and they signed Zach Zenner. So maybe fire up Latavius Murray as well this week. So this week, teams on bye are the Panthers, Browns, Bucks, and Steelers. Alright, the Thursday night game is already over. I would have started everybody except for the defenses in these games, and I wouldn't have recommended starting any of the Chiefs running backs, and I was going to say that the Chiefs win. Unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes is injured, so, you know, we'll see what happens. He's got to have an MRI on his knee. He could be out, you know, just a couple weeks, or it could be a lot more serious than that, so we'll have to see. Alright, moving on. Sunday, Packers-Raiders. Not really too interested in this game. I think the Raiders will probably win this game. Both teams are dealing with injuries to their wide receivers, so I would maybe take a look. Adam Lazard kind of had a breakout game last week. Maybe it happens again this week. For the Raiders, I think I heard they signed Zay Jones. Not really interested in him. I'd be looking more for their previous signing, Trevor Davis, or even the guy, the kind of hometown kid, Keelan Doss. And then, of course, obviously, their wide receiver there. Also pay attention to DeAndre Washington because he had a touchdown last week, so they might be trying to compensate for the lack of wide receivers by using more of a pass-catching running back, and I think Derek Carr would probably like that as well. So anyways, Raiders win this game. Moving on, Falcons-Rams. This is an interesting game. Both teams had a lot of hype and expectation coming into the season but have underperformed. Rams are a better coached team, and I think they also have much better defense, but they've also had a lot more serious problems dealing with injuries to their offensive line and their defense. We saw Minkah Fitzpatrick trade to the Steelers. He came in and immediately helped shore up the secondary and make them, like I said, top 10, maybe in top 5 unit over there. I don't know if, you know, obviously Jalen Ramsey was traded to the Rams, and I don't know if he can do the same thing for the Rams that Minkah Fitzpatrick did for the Steelers, but we'll see. You know, they also had a few other injuries there, so, and a few other pickups as well. So, obviously Todd Gurley was banged up, last week, so he didn't play, and then Malcolm Brown and Darrell Henderson, both played. Malcolm Brown ended up getting hurt as well in that game, so, it could be Darrell Henderson's time to shine. I got my first dub last week in Dynasty, and Darrell Henderson was in my lineup the first time since week one. I don't think that's a mistake. He looked really good last week, if you watch the game footage, and the Falcons do not have a good defense, so and they give up a lot of points, you know, especially to pass-catching running backs, and that's where Darrell Henderson excels the most. So look for him to be running wheel routes and scoring all over the Falcons this week, and I think the Rams win this game. The Skinheads 49ers, the only person I would consider starting for Washington is AP, but you can start him at your own risk. The 49ers have one of the best defenses in the NFL, and the Niners are going to win this game. And that's that. Not really interested in any of the Washington players. Colts, Texans. The Colts are so much better than I thought they would be on both sides of the ball. Maybe I overreacted to the Andrew Luck, retiring and me spending all my fucking fab on Chad Kelly, but anyway, I can admit that I was wrong about that. But the Colts are a lot better than I thought they would be, for sure, defensively and offensively. And the Texans defense is a shell of its former self, but the Texans offense has been finding its rhythm as of late, so this is a divisional game and has some shootout appeal. I just really want to see D-Hop do something, please, Jesus. All right, I don't know. It's hard to say who would win this game. I'm going to go ahead and give it to the Colts. All right, moving on. Lions-Vikings. You know, I don't know why, but I really don't care about this game. I really don't. Both of these teams have just been kind of disappointing and letting down, underwhelming. The Vikings have played a little bit better in the past like week or so, but I don't know. I don't really care about this game. Vikings probably win. Titans, Bills, Josh Allen, Bills defense. Bills are gonna win. I would not start any Titans offensive players either. I don't really think that Tannehill is a big upgrade over Mariota. So, Bengals, Jags. Jags win, and I think Ryquil Armstead is going to do something in this game. I stated on a previous episode, I think right before week one it was, that I was going to be watching both of these teams to see who would emerge as their wide receiver two, and I think I mentioned DJ Chark, and I also mentioned Auden Tate. So if you were paying attention to the situation, like I said, then you probably would have ended up picking up these guys. I think I had Auden Tate on my squad for a minute, but then dropped him for maybe Chad Kelly or something. I want to know what you guys think, so let me know in the chat if you listen. Are you buying AJ Green right now? I was going to ask that to Eric or, you know, Finder, but these fools are rethinking their lives and wondering why they suck so bad at fantasy. So I'm asking you guys in the league, are you buying AJ Green right now, maybe for one more season, or what? All right, moving on to the next game, Giants-Cardinals. Really excited for this game. This may be tied for the game of the week. maybe there's one other game that I would say is my game of the week, but I think this is going to be a really freaking good game. First of all, as I mentioned, Saquon is coming back, and so is Evan Ingram. Also, the Cardinals are getting back Patrick Peterson on defense, which I don't know if that makes a huge difference, but it'll make some difference, I think. He's a playmaker. And I think it'll make the game more competitive and more fun, more interesting. So on top of that, there's a lot of extra other shit going on, you know, in this game, like narrative-wise, you know. Dave Gettleman and the Giants got a lot of shit for picking up, Daniel Jones for the pick that they traded away for Odell. So maybe they're trying to prove that they made the better move or the right move or the smarter move to go get Daniel Jones, even though they didn't get Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray has been playing pretty well all season, but he's had problems punching it in through the end zone. But that ended last week. I think he caught fire last week, and we could see an explosion from the Cardinals defense. We could see an explosion from the Cardinals offense, and the Giants defense is fucking exploitable. So anyway, this is going to be a good, fun game, I think. So, next is, Bills Dolphins. What the fuck? I thought I had Bills Titans already. Hold on a second. Fucked up the game here. This is what happens when I gotta do everything on my own. Shit. Week 7, NFL. Okay, what are the fucking games? Let's see here. Bills. Bills are playing the Dolphins. What the fuck did I say earlier? Who the Titans are playing? The Titans are playing the Chargers. What the fuck was I talking about? God damn it. Okay, Titans, Chargers. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who the Titans play. I'm not fucking going for them to win. The Chargers will beat the Titans, period. Okay, Bills, Dolphins. Right. Sorry. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Ryan Fitzmagic is starting this game. Is he going to have a revenge game against his old team? He used to play for the Bills. Also, Devin Singletary is back. Forgot to mention that earlier. Devontae Parker has scored in back-to-back matchups, but it is the Bills' D. But if Ryan Fitzmagic is playing against his old team, I would be, you know, willing to consider Devontae Parker or Preston Williams if you need to. I think the Bills win this game, though. Okay, here it is. I think I just forgot. I just fucked up my notes from earlier. Titans, Chargers. I'm pretty sure I called the end of Mariota's role as a starter in the league at the beginning of this season. And the Chargers are going to win. I think Eckler is going to see less and less and be a little less and less productive. I'd sell high on him right now if I had him. So next is Seahawks Ravens. This is my other game of the week. And I think this should be a fun game. Speaking of revenge games, Earl Thomas's revenge against his former team that he gave the middle finger to, like the last game that he played for them and stuff. I think this will be a high-scoring game. And I think the Ravens defense, who also just picked up Marcus Peters, from a NFC West rival opponent of the Seahawks from the Rams, he will help them. And I think the Ravens have enough to go ahead and go up into Seattle and get it done. All right, Bears-Saints. Bears coming off a bye week. Did they get their shit together on the bye week? That's what I want to see, okay? On offense, you know, because their defense has been good. But their offense, I want to see. The Saints with Alvin Kamara banged up and obviously with their backup quarterbacks, the Bears could come in and win this game. But will they? I have no fucking idea. Let's see what happens this week. I'm going to go ahead and say the Bears do pull it out and win, okay? All right, moving on. Cowboys, Eagles. Okay, Vikings running backs collectively ran 30 times for over 100 yards and a touchdown on the Eagles. The week before that, the Jets, who had fucking nobody except for Lev Bell, he ran for over 70 yards and a touchdown, and he also had 7 catches for 45 yards. The week before that, the Packers collectively ran for over 70 yards and a touchdown on the Eagles, and they also, Eagles also gave up 6 receptions for 37 yards to Aaron Jones. The week before that, the Lions running backs, who were really not doing that great up to this point, ran for 81 yards and a touchdown on the Eagles. And none of these teams have a real workhorse on their like clear workhorse back outside of the depleted Jets. And the Vikings, you know, it seemed like Dalvin Cook was their guy, but Alexander Mattison actually had more carries than Cook last week when they played the Eagles. So my point here is Zeke is going to punish this Eagles team, okay, big time. So if you have him, start him. Like, I mean, you would have been already anyway, but I'm saying Zeke is going to have a big fucking game, and Pollard might even get some work too. Cowboys are going to win this game. Eagles are overrated. Okay, Monday night, Jets, Patriots. The Pats have faced... Okay, the Patriots are the luckiest motherfucking team in the goddamn universe, all right? The Patriots this season have faced an injured Ben Roethlisberger Steelers in week one. Then they played the Dolphins in week two. Then they played a depleted Jets team in week three. Then they played the Bills in week four, and Jonathan Cheatin' Jones, following fucking bounty hunter orders, did a helmet-to-helmet collision with Josh Allen's cheating-ass Patriots, knocked Josh Allen out the game. Week 5, the Pats played the fucking Washington skinheads, and then in week 6, they played Saquon-less, Evan Ingram-less Giants team, and the Pats have not played a real NFL team this whole fucking season. So this week could be the week, and I want to see Sam Darnold go ahead, go in there, and destroy the Patriots. And I would love to see CJ Mosley come back this week as well and get a couple of fucking sacks on that bitch-ass fool Tom Brady. All right, that's the abridged version of the podcast this week. Sorry, I didn't have my shit together. Shit's crazy right now. This is fucking Little Loquito from Locoside Locos reporting to you on the Solo Bolo. Peace.